Chris Burton is Vice Chairman of Rail Futures East Anglian Branch. He's also editor of Rail East magazine. What do you make of this report then, Chris?
Well, good morning. It's a very interesting one in the sense that it shows a vision for a way in the future, because I think what they want to do is to create a timetable for the whole of East Anglia, which obviously Cambridge is part of, that mirrors what they do in Switzerland, which they call a tactfahr plan. It means everything works on good, clean connections. So that places like Cambridge and Ely, Norwich, Ipswich and Colchester, when you arrive at those stations, your onward journey to wherever will start within about 10 minutes of you arriving at that place. So you won't sort of have to hang around for half a day waiting for a train forward to wherever you're going on to.
So this would be quite radical, actually, if they were going to try and put this in place.
Yes, it would. But unfortunately, it requires a great deal of work.
Well, they'd need to pretty much rip up the current situation and start again, wouldn't they?
Well, you're beginning to move towards that, yes.
Yeah.
But it's a first-rate idea, and it's good to know that Network Rail are actually looking at it from that point of view.
Do you think they'll actually do it?
I think there's a very good chance they might start working towards that, because this is not just being instigated by Network Rail. They're doing this together with the Department for Transport, and the Department for Transport effectively runs the railway. I know it doesn't sound like that, because they always talk about a privatised railway, but in most respects, the railway is pretty well nationalised now, and Network Rail is a nationalised business, and has been since last September.
How much money do you think we'd be looking at to put this into practice?
Oh, God knows.
I mean, millions. Millions and billions.
I think the word that begins with B is most likely.
Yeah.
But it's probably up to a billion. I mean, the most important thing is to speed up the trains between the various places, and when you've done that and you've got reliability, then you can begin to put a timetable in place that achieves the sort of things they're talking about. I mean, the Swiss took them many years to reach that stage, and they spent quite a lot of money doing it.
Have you travelled in Switzerland, Chris?
I have, yes.
What's it like?
It's very, very good indeed. I mean, the Swiss tend not to do anything. Their trains tend not to go very quickly, not least because they go through mountain ranges, but parts of Switzerland are quite flat. So you generally don't get 125-mile-an-hour trains, but they do all intersect, and you can make connections very easily. And the other thing, of course, which nobody's talking about, and not even mentioned in this report, that in Switzerland, of course, they also connect with buses, post buses. So those parts of the country that are not connected by rail, you just get off the platform, walk straight onto a bus, and off you go.
It sounds lovely, doesn't it? It sounds like a lovely thing if it could actually be made to happen.
A touch of the utopian about it.
Yeah. Chris, really good to talk to you this morning. Thank you for your time. Chris Burton there, Vice Chairman of Rail Futures East Anglian Branch and the editor of Rail East magazine.